No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 30th day of July. Just a couple days left in this month. It's a little bit crazy. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. It's so good to be here with you. A true joy, a distinct pleasure, and what a privilege it is to be reading the Word of God together for all of us in this big, beautiful, global campfire community. Global, literally, all over the globe. What a beautiful picture you are of the body of Christ. Different denominations, different ethnicities, different skin colors and accents and foods, different foods. I want to try them all. Every different culture and ethnicity, I want to try all of the foods except for the seafood. Ugh, I wish. I can't. I wish. It is our differences that make us so unique in this community, and it is our common goal that unites us together, and that is to know the Word of God, to know God through His Word, and allow His Word to speak and transform us from the inside out. The sameness, that is not what makes us great. That makes us connected, but our differences, what we do with those differences within this community, that is what separates us, I think, from any other community. The fact that we embrace those differences with mutual respect, with listening, with empathy and compassion, and with humility. Humility. Humility is the key. That is the only way that we can all be here and be different and be together. What a beautiful community you all are. Today we're going to continue in the book of Isaiah, reading chapters 54 through 58. And this week we're reading the New International Version, July 30th. Let's go. Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment, I abandoned you, but with deep compassion, I will bring you back. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with lapis lazuli. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. This is what the Lord says. Maintain justice and do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. Blessed is the one who does this, the person who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps their hands from doing any evil. Let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, "The Lord will surely exclude me from his people." And let no eunuch complain, "I am only a dry tree." For this is what the Lord says, "To the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me and holds fast to my covenant, To them, I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to minister to Him, to love the name of the Lord and to be His servants, and to keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and to hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Sovereign Lord declares, He who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. Come, all you beasts of the field, come and devour all you beasts of the forest. Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are all mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. They are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way. They seek their own gain. Come, each one cries. Let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer. And tomorrow will be like today, or even far better. The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. But you, come here, you children of a sorceress, you offspring of adulterers and prostitutes. Who are you mocking? At whom do you sneer and stick out your tongue? Are you not a brood of rebels, the offspring of liars? You burn with lust among the oaks, and under every spreading tree you sacrifice your children in the ravines and under the overhanging crags. The idols among the smooth stones of the ravines are your portion. Indeed, they are your lot. Yes, to them you have poured out drink offerings and offered grain offerings. In view of all this, should I relent? You have made your bed on a high and lofty hill. There you went up to offer your sacrifices. Behind your doors and your doorposts, you have put your pagan symbols. Forsaking me, you uncovered your bed. You climbed into it and opened it wide. You made a pact with those whose beds you love, and you looked with lust on their naked bodies. You went to Molech with olive oil and increased your perfumes. You sent your ambassadors far away. You descended to the very realm of the dead. You wearied yourself by such going about, but you would not say, "It is hopeless." You found renewal of your strength, and so you did not faint. Whom have you so dreaded and feared that you have not been true to me and have neither remembered me nor taken this to heart? Is it not because I have long been silent that you do not fear me? I will expose your righteousness and your works, and they will not benefit you. When you cry out for help, let your collection of idols save you. The wind will carry all of them off. A mere breath will blow them away. But whoever takes refuge in me will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain. And it will be said, "Build up, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people." For this is what the High and Exalted One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit. to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. I will not accuse them forever, nor will I always be angry, for then they would faint away because of me, the very people I have created. I was enraged by their sinful greed. I punished them and hid my face in anger, yet they kept on with their willful ways. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. But the wicked are like the tossing sea which cannot rest. Those waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with a pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. My. It's another one of those readings where there's so much, and there's so much revisited in so many different stories that we have read so far in the Old Testament. that for me, when I read this, it's almost like an avalanche, a flood of references that we have touched on that are starting to click together. They're starting to really come together and form a much bigger picture. It's almost like it's a story within a story. It's almost like we have to remember there is something greater going on than what we can see. For me, this feels true today. And if you would allow me just a mile high overview of what I'm hearing from yesterday's reading, from today's reading, and I know the connection point of where this will connect in the New Testament, but we're not there yet, so I'm going to hold on to that for right now. The inspired words from God through Isaiah are essentially telling the people, if you go through the motions, you make the sacrifices as a checkpoint, as a look at me, I'm doing this, why can't you see me? But your heart is not surrendered to God, then it's meaningless to him. Now, what does that mean exactly, if your heart is not surrendered to God? Let's break this down in terms maybe we can understand. We're going to go on a missions trip halfway around the world, and we're going to build a school, build a church. We're going to gather our support. We're going to raise our support. We're going to raise several thousand dollars to go build a school, build a church, tell people about Jesus, and post it on social media. And there's nothing wrong with any of these things. But we do this and we disregard the hungry on the corner. We disregard the foreigner that lives next to us, that we don't know their name. We don't know their story of why they're here, but they're struggling to make ends meet, but let somebody else take care of them. They're hungry, and I have surplus in my own pantry and kitchen, but let someone else take care of them. The nation of Israel, the nation of Judah, they are going through the motions. They are going through the rituals to appease their conscience. I'm fasting and I'm over here starving, and why can't you acknowledge that I'm fasting? Look what I'm giving up for you, God. And God is saying through his prophet Israel, if you're doing this, but you are disregarding the oppressed, and you have turned a blind eye to the injustice around you, this is a matter of the heart. And essentially what he's saying is your heart is not fully surrendered to me. To want one acknowledged, but disregard what matters to God. It is so important that we know what matters to the heart of God. And yesterday we read, maybe it was today or yesterday, we read about the lies that we as believers will tell, and sometimes they're blatant. Like we blatantly know, yeah, I'm not telling the truth right now, but I'm covering my own derriere right now. I believe in this reference, what he's speaking is a false truth about who God is, a false doctrine. Maybe our Christian culture, we like to sugarcoat it by calling it a false doctrine, but we have to reference what God calls it. And God speaks clearly, plainly, that they are lies. This is not just getting our theology and our doctrine right. This is us representing the heart of God, where we are on full display, where what we say And what we do matters. And what we say and what we do outside of the establishments of places of worship that we attend matters more than the display we show in those places of worship. Real quick, we read a reference yesterday in Isaiah 53 where it could be stated, it could be perceived that this is the foretelling of the Messiah that is to come, Jesus, the servant, the King that came as a servant to serve. And we read of a brutal death, an unjust death, the merciless killing, brutal killing of an innocent man that we are coming to in the New Testament. And I have to wonder if this doesn't matter so greatly to God, that he is shaping the people, molding the people, trying to get to their heart, to care for the oppressed, to see the injustice around them, not in different countries, not in different parts of the world, within their own camp, within their own nation, within those that they can reach. And I have to wonder if this doesn't matter to God to shape them, to care about injustice because of what is coming to his own son. And I know that's a whole theological debate that doesn't fit into the substitution atonement theories, but I still have to wonder, can it be said of us? Can it be said of us that our heart knows that the heart of God cares for the oppressed, for the injustices of those around us, for those that are marginalized, for those that are discriminated against? Where is our heart concerning this today? Jesus, we thank you for your word. It stretches us. It pulls us sometimes into places we don't want to go. Sometimes places that are terribly uncomfortable. It goes against everything we've known. It goes against everything we've been taught. And that's why the stretch and the pull leaves a mark, because we have believed the wrong thing for so long. God, I pray that we would know your heart. We would know your word to know what matters to you. And may what matters to you matter to us. May what breaks your heart break ours. And God, even as I pray this, there are people starving in other countries. I cannot fathom in a world of surplus and excess and greed that people are literally dying because they are so hungry and we don't know what to do. And we pray to you, God, come fix this. And I can't help if you are asking the same thing of us. Go help fix this. May we be more hungry for the truth than to feed our ego, than to appease our conscience, and to feed our selfishness. And I pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around. If you're new here, welcome. That's the place to go and find out anything you would want to know about this big, beautiful global campfire community. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much. Thank you deeply, humbly, gratefully, eternally. This is a huge global campfire, and the expenses are great to keep the fire burning. We are extremely grateful for your partnership. And sometimes it's a huge log that's able to be given and cut up and thrown in, and sometimes it's kindling, it's leaves, and it's some branches, and it all matters. It all matters. It's all sufficient. So thank you greatly. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can give by hitting the give icon up at the top right hand corner of your mobile app, and lastly look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing that mobile device, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, and then take your finger, turn that little wheel over to chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. We're going to continue in the book of Isaiah tomorrow. We're going to end this month out together. And if you are just limping through the finish line, we've got you. We've got you. We're coming back. We're coming back to get you so that you do not finish alone. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, my precious DAPC fam. This is KSD. Exactly 2 weeks ago, I placed a call to let you guys know that July 10th was the four-year anniversary of the death of LOV's son, Little Bill. And today, July 24th, is the one-year anniversary of the death of LOV's daughter, Tanya. And so as you guys can imagine, July is a very, very hard month for my bride. And so just coming again to ask you to please continue to lift up Lady of Victory and our family as a whole. And I would greatly appreciate that. And I also wanted to join in the rest of the voices that I heard lifting up Victorious Soldier. Thank you so, so very much, Victorious Soldier, for all that you do, all that you represent around this global campfire. So, Father, we do pray that you will send your strength, your comfort, your peace, your aid, your assistance, your provision, your healing, and your peace for Victorious Soldier concerning all the needs that she may have, even her grieving of the loss of her brother. We ask that you will continue to hold her heart, comfort her, and let all that she has need of be provided for. We thank you for Victorious Soldier and her dedication, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Kim from Oklahoma, and I guess my title could be The Warrior is a Child. I was wanting to ask for prayer for obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I called back in February, and I'm still having quite a bit of trouble struggling with it day to day. I do see a doctor for it and everything like that, but I just want to be set free from it so I can continue to do the Lord's calling on my life. And I appreciate all the prayer warriors and everyone here at DAB. You made such a difference.
Hi, this is Sarah in Shropshire. Thank you for your prayers. I am sitting this morning at the start of 2 weeks of annual leave for paid time off, and I'm sitting in my garden office, listening to the rain on the roof, drinking my coffee, listening to the bird song, planning what I might do with my day, and I just feel compelled to pray for people who are starving, who don't have a roof over their head, both at home and abroad. I think I feel really convicted that it is such a sin that so many of us live in comfort and so many others don't, in our own communities, but also across the world. We're all just human beings. We're all just human beings trying to get through the day, trying to love our kids and our families, trying to feel a little bit of joy. We all watch the birds fly. We all snuggle up in bed. We all enjoy the rainfall or struggle with the rainfall if there's been too much of it. We all cry. We all grieve. We all rejoice. We're all God's children. And I just feel really sad today that there are so many people who, well, people who don't know him, but also people who just don't even have the basics, who don't even have the basic needs of life. I just want to offer them up to the Lord and ask for all your prayers. Amen.
Greetings, my dearly beloved DABC community. This is Phil McUpload from California, and I pray and I hope that in whichever situation or circumstance you're in, you're feeling God's guidance and love. Father, I thank you so much for your mercy and kindness, and I thank you so much for your continued provision for us, your healing, your being by our bedsides, your being near our cells when for those who were incarcerated, and for being in our walk for everyone, wherever we are, dear God. I thank you that you always send someone to comfort and encourage us. Father, I've been thinking about these people and I want to pray for them. I pray for Freddie that they're able to get the right treatment for him so that he's able to continue living life and really enjoying life. I pray for Diane Olive Brown and her husband, I've not heard. I think Jeff Brown, I've not heard their voices in a while. So I pray, Father, that you be, you've strengthened them, be their comfort, be their courage. Father, I pray for Victoria Soldier, and I'm so grateful for her love through prayer, dear God. Every time, dear God, every time I hear her voice, I'm elated, I'm encouraged. And I pray, Father, that you be with her, be with her family, be with her soul, be with her heart, guide her, comfort her. I pray for Blind Tony. I pray for China, dear God, continue to guide her as she loves her family and cares for them. Duncan the piano man, dear God, I don't know where he is, but I pray that you're guiding him and you're with him. For Samantha, for Renee, for Joyous Janice, and for Joy from Mexico, dear God, please be with these people and everyone else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.